Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains April 24th through the 27th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Let's move over to another case the Duggars, Joseph Duggar, once a face of wholesomeness and reality TV, now faces a life felony in Florida for the alleged repeated of a 9-year-old girl in 2020. As of now, he is scheduled for a formal arraignment in Bay County, but the illegal exposure doesn't stop at the state line. A search of the couple's Arkansas home, triggered by the Florida arrest, reportedly uncovered exterior mounted locks on children's bedroom doors, leading to 8 misdemeanor charges against not only him, but his wife, Kendra. And now their 4 children are in state custody, not even with the family, not even with the Duggars. The state said, yeah, we don't think so. You're going over here. You're not going to be around them anymore. Bob Mata, defense attorney, is here with us to help break this down. I want to enter it, enter this conversation into the harsh reality of what this family is facing, specifically Joseph and Kendra, and speaking specifically to Kendra, if she's watching, if somebody's watching that knows her. We know many people are. When your husband is facing these sort of charges, he's allegedly already admitted to them on tape. It ain't looking good. It ain't looking good at all. And she's got her own charges against her for, I believe, endangerment with the locks on the doors. Kids aren't in her custody. If she has any interest in, I don't know, being a mom, having her children by her side ever again and not be in the custody of someone else, as a defense attorney, would you advise her to divorce this man immediately?
Yeah.
Okay. Kendra, there you go. There's your legal advice. All you need to know. And flip, if you have any interest in having your children around you ever again.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Have a good night.
Bob's delivery.
Yeah. That's it. It's the only way out, as far as I see it. Look, certain people have certain feelings about rats and snitches, but you know what? We as a species have just that. It's innate in us. The survival thing is,
yes.
And when it comes down to it, when it's right there in front of you and you're charged with that decision of, oh my God, what do I do in that moment? You know, we're typically going to lean towards preservation. I mean, that's just what we do as a people, you know? So yeah, I mean, I think her only way out of this in terms of, you know, being able to kind of walk away with this intact as best she can. You
know? I mean, child the courts are going to look at this and they're going to make a determination at some point whether or not she's fit to have her children with her again.
100%, man. This is a big problem, T.
I mean, and let's, for those who don't know, like Kendra, what sort of things might they take into consideration there, Bob? It's probably not how many IBLP workbooks one may have studied or whatever Jim Bob may have said over a chicken dinner. I'm going to guess it might go to things a lot more meaningful than that.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna try to get into the, you know, kind of the nuts and bolts of it, you know, in terms of what, you know, what was her hand in all this, mm-hmm. you know, because knowledge in these cases is what kills you if you're a defendant, you know, even mm-hmm. if you're not the one who's doing the deeds, if you knew about it, if you helped facilitate it, if you knew about it and didn't stop it from happening, you become complicit.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're complicit in it and with these kind of charges, people have very, very low tolerance. You know, when they view somebody as somebody who was in a position to stop something from happening mm-hmm. and then they chose not to do it. And beyond that, it appears that maybe she went beyond that. Where she helped facilitate it. I mean, the locks on the doors, man, are not, you know, like
not good.
Not good, man.
Not good. I mean, and here's another thing that I want to. And I'm sorry, Rob. And I.
No, and no. I keep I'm listening today, man. I'm listening today.
Yeah,
I'm
good. You know, it's another thing, and what we're learning within the IBLP, that's the religion that the Duggars are a part of, that so many things are handled in-house, under the umbrella, as they like to say. And if someone has knowledge of someone doing these sort of things to a child, they decide, you know what, we're not going to report this to the police. We're just going to handle this in-house. We've speculated on this about the family having knowledge of this and then it being influenced or pressured or coerced in one way or another not to go to the authorities. That looks like that might be going on, in my opinion, allegedly. That's an interesting aspect to it. But what about her specifically? What if she knew? What if she had knowledge that this happened to a family member of her own and nothing was done? And she continued to have the children in the homes, because these allegations go back several years. These go back to like 2020, so it's like 6 years ago. If she knew that her husband had allegedly done these sort of things with that person who's that close to her and her own family, and she continued to not report anything and continue to have her own children around this man, her husband, their father, with that knowledge, I'm going to guess Child Protective Services aren't going to look at that and go, oh, you seem to make good choices. Seem like a great place for the kids. Here they are. Have them back.
Is that to me or to Robin?
That's to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, it was. It falls into what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's that thing where jurors in particular are not going to give somebody a pass on that.
No.
No. Mothers on that jury are not going to give somebody a pass on that, because mothers are like, you know, you're charged with being the mama bear. Like you are the one who, for all intents and purposes, is expected to protect your children at all costs. And if that means, you know, because the reality of a marriage is there is no blood between the husband and the wife. The blood is between the children and the parent. And that typically should take precedent, I would think. You know what I'm saying? Your loyalty has to lie. If you're in that unenviable position of having to make a choice, you're going to choose the kids. And that's how most people think, especially parents, you know, ultimately at the end of the day. So how that's going to play out is not good. It's a really, really tough position for her to be in. And, you know, the fascinating thing, which has you guys sucked so deep in this rabbit hole, is how does the cult in and of itself play into it in terms of the mental side of it, the psychological side of it, you know, because it goes beyond just a husband and wife relationship. You know, there's much more to it. There's so much at play in this thing that you can't ignore it, you know, in terms of decisions that were made and things mm-hmm. that were done or not done. you know, there's a lot there to really peel the layers back on the onion.
So Bob, do you think that Kendra, in these circumstances, with her defense attorney, would be able to play, I came up with the term as I'm thinking about this, the NDA defense? Because we're talking with Amy yesterday, it hasn't aired yet, but, and we've read it in all the books and everything, Jim Bob has, you know, non-disclosure agreements fallen out his ass. I mean, he lays down NDAs for family members. He lays them down for everyone because he just wants to make control of that narrative. So is there any way that Kendra would be able to say it was all orchestrated by the Grand Imperial Poobah, Jim Bob, and I feared for my well-being and my family's well-being because he made me sign these NDAs? Is there any defense there that she can claim and push off on him?
I mean, you can put it out there. Nobody's buying it. NDAs aren't worth the paper they're written on. They're
right, but I know it's not worth the paper, but in her perception under that kind of control of that cult. Right.
I understand what you're saying. That goes back to what I was talking about with kind of like all the other factors at play. And ultimately, at the end of the day, are you going to be able to sell that to a juror? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, there was this document and he used them like swords all over the place. And, you know, they were the shield, and, you know, that put her in a certain mindset that she was trapped, for lack of a better term, in terms of being able to speak out about it. And, you know, ultimately, is that going to be compelling to a jury? Maybe. I mean, maybe it is, but you're going to really have to get into the psychology of cults then, you know, because, again, this is beyond just a husband and wife relationship.
Right. You're going to really have to show.
To me, it's akin to grooming. You know, like people just don't understand the psychology of grooming the way that they should.
Right.
And it's absolutely incumbent upon the state to put on, you know, psychologists and people that are going to be able to explain to the jury in a way that makes them understand how this can happen psychologically to somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where you put all common sense to the side and you're operating in a way that normal people just wouldn't operate, because everybody looks at these situations and is like, what? I don't understand it. How, like, I would never, number one, join a cult. Number two, if I do some shit, like, you know, like that's what everybody says in their own mind, you know, but when you're thrust into the situation, you're in it. It's a different thing.
Yeah. You're not thinking you're in a cult. You're not thinking you're signing an NDA for a cult at that moment in time. And it's being presented very differently right now. The insight, and we had a great conversation with Amy King Duggar yesterday. It'll be airing here on the channel tomorrow. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. But some of the insight that she gave, I said, what do you think is going on behind the scenes right now with Kendra, with the family? Because she's in the throes of the love bombing of the Duggars right now. And they are likely around her right now. You know, we got you. We're going to help. I mean, we can hear it in the jail calls, the sick, bizarre jail calls that have been released between the two of them. And they're likely promising her a lot of things to keep her in the fold, to keep her from going out and seeking individual counsel outside of who the Duggars decide to hire, who failed them already on Josh. Let's get him. He's worked out well. Sure, he's a lovely attorney, but not for this matter. When you have that sort of environment still surrounding this woman and she's still choosing to be a part of it, the environment that seems to have harbored these folks for so long, if you were to speak to Kendra directly and advise her as an attorney of, okay, if the interest here, which I don't know, I'm trying to think of what would inspire me. What would be my main goal if I was in this situation? It'd be to see my kids again. It'd be to have my kids in my custody. Everything else, everybody else can fuck
and stay
off.
Out of jail.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else can F the
well, it starts
off.
With that one.
I just want, I want to have my kids back. And I hope that that's the carrot that's on the stick in front of her. I hope that that's what's motivating her as a parent. I would hope. If that is the goal, what would you say to her? What would you say, how she needs, what she needs to do, what steps she needs to take, who she needs to be surrounding herself with and not surrounding herself with to achieve the goal of getting those kids back? What does she need to do, Bob?
She needs to basically come clean, you know, because ultimately in terms of losing those children permanently, it's not going to be in a criminal court. You know, that's going to be in a family courtroom, family law courtroom, and you're going to have a family law judge on there, and you're going to have guardian ad litems that are involved in the case that whose only representation interest is what's in the best interest of the children. And she's got a real uphill battle. Mm-hmm. Like, she just does. Like, if you're the state in this case, you're trying to sell her on the concept that she can get back with her kids.
Yeah.
The reality is, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Like, that's just the reality of it. And frankly, it should be the reality of
yeah.
it. But man, like, you kind of made the comment off, like, you know, off the cuff, but it so goes to the heart of the psychology of it. When you're in it, you're not calling yourself a cult. No. That's what we on the outside
right.
looking in call it. You know, when you're in it, you don't, that's not the way you're thinking about it. You know what I mean? And that really
when you're in it, you're on the righteous path to heaven and everyone else is going to hell.
Exactly.
And so the second part of that question I'm curious about, Bob. So she's got an uphill battle for her to get her kids. What's the battle look like for the 18 other members of the family being able to get those kids? So she still has access to them.
Is that good
or bad?
If you're asking me, if I was sitting on the bench in family court, I wouldn't put him anywhere near any of those people. But that's, and I am one not to take children away from their parents unless it's required. Mm-hmm. And that would include extended family. And if the extended family is shown to be complicit in any way, like turning a blind eye, and again, it's so hard in this case because of the mindset of that thing that you were just talking about, Robin, mm-hmm. that, you know, they were doing things because in their mind, it was leading to the path that they felt that they needed to be on in order to get where they needed to be when their life came to an end. Right. And I mean, it's like, that's a real thing for some people.
Yeah.
You see it for, you know, all the time in the Mormon religion, and it's like more and more and more of these cases are coming up where it's like the Mormons are just unhinged. And I don't want to,
they're not even Mormon.
Right. You know,
but, extreme belief systems is where you see it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, well, where you're seeing it a lot is in the Mormon religion.
Yes,
I'm not training like a broad.
The FLDS side, the fundamentalist side.
Right. Right. You know, it's like you just, and it's that mindset that is so just built into their minds through years and years, probably since birth, of indoctrination to that this is the way that it is, and them not having the ability to be able to kind of really communicate with the outside world to have a thought that, well, maybe what I've been taught isn't right or there's another way to think about it. So I don't know, man, with the yeah. extended family, it's like you're in the same playpen, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know,
Oh yeah. But I was curious just because, you know, when the Duggars seemingly have so much control of that community because of donations, because the relationships everyone has with each other, because of the church, all these things, you know,
because people like being close to celebrity.
I mean, in order for them not to have an influence, you got to get outside the jurisdiction. You got to be in a different court system. I mean, so what's the likelihood of that happening? So you can actually get some objectivity. So people can make really healthy decisions for those kids. Otherwise, because I'm fearful that it's just going to be decided by the inside guys. And it's just going to, so, all right, Kendra doesn't get her kids, but you know, the family still get the kids. That's my concern.
It's not always that way though. You know, and like where it gets interesting is, you know, say for instance, you have a case wherein there's been a homicide involving a mother and a father, right? Mm-hmm. And depending on who's the one who was the actor, meaning the person who did the killing and who was the victim, you know, you have those situations where you're talking about, and there's children left over. And then it becomes the problem of figuring out where the kids are going to go. And you know, typically common sense is going to dictate it's going to go to the victim's family, as opposed to, you know, the perpetrator's family. And when I'm talking about like grandparents, you know, but it's not that simple because, you know, the grandparents aren't necessarily, you know, they're that guilt by association thing that tends to take place. Well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree type thing is not always the case. So, I mean, it's just going to have to be, you hope, because you don't want children to become wards of the state. Right.
No,
I know. And I say it, and people in the comments are saying it too. You know, we've just covered so many cases in the last couple of years where child protective services failed.
It's a nightmare.
And, you know, and that's my concern is for the kids on this.
It's 100%. And it's a legitimate concern. I mean, I guess what you'd want to happen is find some relatives, some blood relatives that maybe weren't in it. You know, that we're on the outside.
Give them to Amy. give them to cousin Amy. I mean, throwing poor Amy under the bus.
Couldn't put a lot of heat on there, Robin. I'm sure.
She's too awesome.
she might be down for it, though. You know, but I mean, that's the type of person you're looking for if you're going to try to keep it in the family. You know, you got to look outside of the inner circle, the sanctum, and say, all right, well, this is going to be the best choice. And, you know, but you need a willingness, obviously, from that end. But, yeah, it's a sad case in a lot of different ways. You know,
it really is. It is. It's a lot of so much failure and so much control, all by people very misled on what they think their intents were. It's so disturbing. All right, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Don't miss that interview with Amy King Duggar. It's going to be on the channel. It's dropping Wednesday. Wednesday in the evening, right? Is that right, Todd? I think it's in the
8 p.m.
Yep. 8 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Watch it. It's awesome.
Make an appointment to do so.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, and check it out. It's we're going to be dropping it for the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all three parts, and Monday the full thing will be dropping, so do check that out. Bob Mata, check it out, Defense Diaries, wherever you get podcasts, and on YouTube, and Buried. I was getting to it. You beat
Thank
me
you.
To it.
Thank
I was
you,
just going to say, and Buried. And Buried. Also available wherever you get podcasts, the John Wayne Gacy story. Get deep into that like only Bob can, with only the tapes Bob has.
Bob.
Oh my God. It is such an amazing podcast. Highly recommend checking that out. So do check that out. Robin's latest book, it is available wherever books are sold. It's Not All About Me. Highly recommended. Buy it for Joseph Duggar behind bars if you'd like.
Yeah.
It would be helpful. Or really any of them that are still there in the cult. Okay. Until next time, for Robin, for Todd, for Bob, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly. And I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.